I am deeply saddened to hear about the tragic explosion in my country's capital of Beirut. This is a devastating blow to my country, already reeling from an economic crisis and the coronavirus pandemic. My heart is with all the victims and their families, along with the whole Lebanese community during these difficult times. And I can't help but ask myself how we can, or the authorities of our country can even allow such huge quantities of highly explosive ammonium nitrate used in making fertilizers and bombs to be stored there for years in unsafe conditions and so close to the population, to children, and to families. Shame. That's all I can say, shame. But Lebanon will rise from its ashes as it always did. And as a Lebanese, you know, I feel that we will prevail once again, as we always did since the end of our civil war in the 1990s. Let's get back to finance. Another strong day for the mega caps. Yesterday, now that powered the markets higher, and the mega cap stocks did the heavy lifting on Thursday, powering the Nasdaq composite by 1% up to another record close, and leaving the S&P 500 within 1.5% of its all-time high. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.7%, while the small cap Russell 2000 declined by 0.1%. Now, it is important to note that we should not look anywhere else and no other than Apple, again, who gained another 3.5%, Microsoft 1.6%, Amazon 0.6%, Alphabet 1.8%, and the winner, Facebook, at 6.5%. There were no specific catalysts driving the moves in these names, suggesting that investors were simply chasing these stocks higher due to their strong balance sheets, I would presume, growth prospects and dominance in their respective markets. And I would add that, in my opinion, should we look at the future right now, my eyes are actually riveted on tech stocks, and I am incapable of looking elsewhere at the moment, nor do I want to. It is most definitely the era of tech, and it will remain so for the next decade or more. And their power to disrupt any industry they decide to get into is very real. If Apple, let's say, decides to go into healthcare, they would disrupt the whole healthcare sector. If Amazon decides to go into energy, they would disrupt the energy sector. If Facebook decides to go into travel, they would disrupt the tourism sector. And if Alphabet, Google decides to go into banking, they will become major players. Even if Microsoft decides to go into smart city business, they would set the rules for smart cities. Make no mistake about it. Everything I just mentioned, and in any order, has already been discussed and business plans worked out for when these companies decide such is part of their respective strategic plans. So it is all about tech now, and it is all about tech for me as well, so much so that I decided to invest a substantial amount of money into building a fintech application. This is how much I believe we, the human race, our society, and future will depend on how well technology will blend within our day-to-day, make our lives better, improve human intelligence, make our production more efficient, enhance our communication abilities and opportunities to do business. Finally, I hope that technology will also help you actively create wealth, and that is the main objective of iThrived. Did you know that most people's money habits directly contrast their personal goals? The average person does not have a solid savings plan or investment portfolio, believing that money should be spent rather than saved. Unfortunately, poor money habits create less options, more stress and debt that can follow you around for life. So I hope that iThrived will contribute in changing that permanently by helping you create a future that is free of financial worry. iThrived will also be a personal finance platform that helps people understand where they are financially and guides them towards where they aspire to be. Now, from personal budgeting, generating more income, and creating sustainable wealth, I'm building iThrive to inspire you and guide you to use your money to create more money and more freedom. It is time to get excited about your financial potential and the life you want to create, as I was when I first dived into it. So the research and design phase of the application is 1 week away from being completed, and I am pleased with what we have managed to accomplish so far. The MVP will at least look good and be a good first tool to own. Next steps is to create the specification document that will outline the user journey through the app. Basically, it will be about the overall logic of the user experience. In other words, the app will have to make sense and bring value. So I look forward to this, as this exercise will describe in detail what the software will do and how it will be expected to perform. Now, it also describes the functionality the product needs to fulfill the needs of the user. So once this is completed, we will move into the development phase to create the actual product and the website for which I'm working out the copywriting with a talented freelancer. So I will stay in touch, and in the meantime, pray for the people of Lebanon, dream big, be well, and stay invested.